You're listening to a podcast from 702.
All right, time now to look at the major stories from the rest of the continent. Crystal is still traveling, but she did send us a voice note once again, looking at opposition parties in Tanzania protesting against a new law that they say will criminalize politics. And Mozambique's government has discovered thousands of ghost workers within its civil service. So they've been paying money to these people who simply don't exist.
From alienating international donors to opposition parties, there's uproar in Tanzania as President Magufuli is at it again, this time further closing the political space in the country. This time the coalition, made up of about 10 opposition parties, say new proposed amendments would curtail constitutional freedoms. Now the proposed bill is against the constitution, they say, and political parties will not be able to actually mobilize supporters. So they say this will in fact criminalize political activities and if passed will impose penalties, even jail sentences or even big fines for minor infringements. Now the new law would also look at banning some political parties from functioning as activist group and giving the sweeping powers to government to suspend or fire political party officials. Now, the government said the law, which was tabled in Parliament 2 weeks ago, is necessary to force parties to adhere to the country's constitution. Now, President Magufuli has been cracking down on the media. He's been making it impossible for bloggers to do their work. And of course, he's irked the international donor community, and they've suspended aid, including its second biggest donor, Denmark. But President Magufuli is unperturbed. He said he's going to China for loans. But I do think that the opposition parties are certainly not happy with what is happening in the country. Turning to Mozambique, now the country's discovered 30,000 ghost workers on the civil service payroll. So workers were paid for jobs they had not done, and some were fictitious, others were dead. So they say the fraud is estimated at about 250 million that was actually lost between 2015 and 2017. Now the government said they recognized that state corruption was still a major problem. Now the country is ranked 153 out of 180 countries by the anti-corruption body Transparency International in its Global Corruption Perception Index. Now, the government admits that it's still a tough task ahead. They say nepotism has been part and parcel of the civil service, and there's also been lots of falsification of licenses and any qualifications that might have. Now, all civil servants had to appear in person at a specific office to prove that he or she had existed, and 350,000 civil servants were investigated. Now, public wages absorb about 55% of Mozambican government's budget, and they are really struggling to ensure that they remain within the budget framework. And of course, they are also knocking on the door of the international community to assist them in their budgeting process.
Listen, you think we've got problems with corruption and maladministration and malfeasance? Well, listen to that, right? That's this morning's Africa Report with Crystal Audison.